531.
You're with Brian and MI on Pacific Days, and we continue to celebrate this beautiful language, Vayasa Otengana Tuvalu, this week till Saturday, the 7th of October. Fakatumau kai faka koi taungana ke mautu a ilonga atatua. Preserve and embrace your language to safeguard our heritage identities. Now, we're joined on Pacific Days by Blenheim Tuvalu community leader Pa'ani Laupepa for a talanoa as we continue our Tuvalu Language Week celebrations. Pa'ani talofa, fakalofa atu. And firstly, Pa'ani, fa'amole mole, introductions please. Your koro, your village, and then we'll talanoa about Blenheim.
Yeah, okay. Talofa everyone, on this nice and beautiful morning here in Blenheim. It's nice and sunny, sunshine, the most sunshine hours of the whole of Aotearoa. Yeah, wine country. This is you are hearing me speaking from the heart of the wine country, Sauvignon Blanc, the best export of New Zealand. Yeah, talofa do to. My name is Panias, obviously, and I'm from Tuvalu. I'm from that small island called Waitupu, back in Tuvalu, and my village is called Asau village. Sometimes we call our village the Republic of Asau. Yeah, strong, very strong, stronger than the other village in Waitupu, Tumasewe. And we are related to the people in Kio. You might know Kio in Fiji. Yes, those people in Kio, that island was bought by our island during the Second World War. So they went to settle there. That's looking right into the future. That's people with vision. So here in Blenheim, that vision that started from the Second World War by our elders, our village elders, you know, they're very wise people. They didn't have degrees, they didn't go to school, they didn't go to uni, but they are very intelligent, they have vision. They look to the future for the benefit of the generations to come. Right? Mm. So that's why they moved, they bought that Kio in Fiji, because they were looking to the future. So that has translated to all of us Tuvaluans coming out to New Zealand, because we were looking to the future as well. And while most flock to Auckland, as naturally most would do, some of us came down here to Blenheim. Blenheim, as you know, is a very small town. There are no traffic lights. See, there's one difference. No traffic lights whatsoever. No traffic cameras. Okay? But heaps of runabouts everywhere. You go, there are runabouts. We came down here, me and my family, brought my family down here from Auckland last year, May, June last year. And when we came down, there were only three families, Tuvalu families here. Yeah, only three.
Mm. But Nio, and tell us a little bit about some of the history of the Tuvalu community in Blenheim.
Yeah, our community is relatively new compared to the other Pacific migrants into Blenheim. I think probably the first one that came here was a very good friend of mine who's passed away, has moved on to the other side of the life. His name is the late Tiputa. He was here with his wife, and he was running, they were working, his wife was a teacher, and he was also doing his own thing. And on the side, he was also doing a contractor's work for RSC in the vineyards. Yeah? And it's a very successful guy. I think they managed to buy about three, four properties along the way. Yeah, and then another couple came, Tabai and Seni. They came a bit later. They were well settled with their boys. One has finished college. The other two are still in college. Yeah, and they got their own property as well. They managed to, they were quite good, quite successful couple, young couple. And then we have another couple that came. also from Auckland. They came through the PAC, you know, the Pacific Access category. They came to Auckland only a few months, then they moved down here. So they're running their own business, cleaning franchise, and they're also working. So they were working towards that Kiwi dream of owning their own home. And then me and my family, we just came down last year. So we sort of, we had enough of Auckland,
Now, for Annie,
know.
how will the Tuvalu community be celebrating Tuvalu language this week in Blenheim?
Yes. Because we are a very tiny, tiny community. It's only four families. Actually, there's a fifth family that just came under the Pacific Access category. Yes, they're just settling in as well. That's and we are. Our plan is to do it on Friday night. One we're gonna meet tomorrow night, and then we get all our kids to do the because. Apparently, they've never had any Tuvalu language week in the past year. So I'm encouraging them, I've been pushing them. So this year, we're going to start. I told them we will start. Last year, we didn't have any, but this year, we will. From now on onwards, we will have it for the benefit of our children, the sake of our children. Eh? Plus, a few of them, they all, no sabe, the Chinese would say, no sabe in Tuvaluan. It's all English, so they're gonna probably end up as plastic Tuvaluans later on, eh?
Oh, no, we've got to rebuke that kind of thinking. Now, Whakamolemolepa'ani, what are some of the initiatives to keep the Tuvalu language and culture alive in Blenheim, especially for the youth?
That's what we're planning to do now is we're trying to getting them to come to a regular church service that's gonna be in Tuvaluan. And part of that, as you all know, our Pacific churches is the Sunday school. We start with the Sunday school. We focus, that will be the main focus. The kids, that's where they learn the language. And if we do that every week, that'll help them very much indeed retain, learn, retain, and express themselves in their own language. Eh? And that's in addition to the other languages that they learn at school.
Pa'ani
So that's
Fa'amolemole.
one of our initiatives there.
Oh, great. Sipikana. Well done to you and the elders there. What would be your message to the Tuvalu community this afternoon who are watching and listening in your beautiful Tuvalu language, please?
Okay, mo tato katoloa, malolong fano Tuvalu, matua tamana tupuna. The Afrika dino Tuvalu, yung may tiralang kado ni. Ese kado tayo sulwafe. Tato ilu meni sulani ili maafi. Tato ni kwa sekam tili maafi. Dia ati tawa dengana. Me dei longa. Dei longa o koe mo au. Tato kotolo tuvalu. Etas. Etas ilo dei longa tato dengana tato. Dia laf kamalos tato. Kamalos tato fai pati dengana tato. Yes kodok tod maliki galak dago. Fok mai fai pati papalan. Dia laf se fai me denamu me fakabai bai tato. Tau tato kamalos. Me kamo tamailo tuit fale. Apa tentang itu file, boleh kita tu dua puluh kolam ini mengisi mea kola aja yang kola fain tato masih puluh kolam, kola fok malu sih dengan, sawah dengan apa tilong aku, tilong aku yang mau tahu yang dia tuval, apa iya sih iya dengan apa tahu aku sih lu tuval, tahu kalau kuli palang, dia nanti jika kamu tahu malu tato, apa itu tuh? Tau tiu de whakamātua, tau tiu de whakawhenua, tau tiu de whakātuwhenua. Ai mai se tātiu de whā. Kā le si a. Rauhtai, tēnā te whikau mō tātou i te. E te as tēnei.
Pa'ani Laupepa, Blenheim Tuvalu community leader. We just want to say whakawhetai and sipikana. Sipikana for the great work, the awesome work that you're doing in Blenheim for our Tuvaluan community. And is it right when I say tofa fanola?
We say to fa fitawi manuia te aso manuia polokalame manuia ngaluenga.
Manuia ngaluenga. There you go. Beautiful sounds and beautiful talanoa from Blenheim this afternoon.